Pope John Paul II sets off tomorrow on a pilgrimage to Greece, Syria, and Malta, tracing the journeys of St. Paul the Apostle. The trip begins in Greece, a country where the population is overwhelmingly Orthodox Christian. Authorities in Athens are planning extraordinary security measures for the visit, the first by a pope since the Great Schism that split Christianity into Eastern and Western branches in the year 1054. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports now from Athens.
About 2,000 people gathered yesterday afternoon outside the Orthodox Cathedral in Athens. Most of them were black-robed monks and nuns, but there were also many lay people of varying ages. They waved Greek flags and banners with the two-headed eagle of the Byzantine Empire. They chanted, "Pope, go home. We don't need infallible pilgrims." And more ominously, they called the Pope the arch-heretic and the two-horned grotesque monster. The demonstrators belonged to fringe ultranationalist Orthodox groups, but animosity toward Roman Catholics is widespread in Greece. John Paul was formally invited by Greek President Kostis Stephanopoulos. Pressured by the government, the synod of the Greek Orthodox Church only grudgingly dropped its veto. But spokesman Haris Konidares says the synod has not forgotten theological, dogmatic, and historical disputes separating the two churches.
The Holy Synod of the Church of Greece and Archbishop Christodoulos expect from Pope John Paul II during his visit as a pilgrim in Athens, after the official invitation of the President of the Greek Republic, to make a humble and bold gesture of love towards the Orthodox world. At the same time, I believe that such a gesture would help heal over 1,000 years of deep mistrust between the Orthodox world and the Roman Catholic world.
Orthodox Christians consider themselves the custodians of true Christianity. They broke with Rome over 900 years ago over the issue of papal authority, and they blame the Catholic Church for perceived injustices dating as far back as 1204, when the Crusaders sacked Constantinople, seat of the Orthodox Byzantine Empire. Father John Taft, a Jesuit who teaches at Rome's Pontifical Oriental Institute, acknowledges that in the past the Catholic Church acted arrogantly.
The Catholic Church, at certain times in history, has been a participant in aggressive actions against the Christian East. The Crusades would be a classic instance. The missionary movement in the Renaissance is another instance. Of course, winning some of those people over to the Catholic Church was looked upon as an aggression. It was an aggression. It was ecclesiastical imperialism.
Relations between the two churches deteriorated further after the fall of communism in 1989. Orthodox prelates accused the Vatican of fanning nationalistic fervor against Orthodox communities in the Balkans during the wars in ex-Yugoslavia. And Orthodox communities in Eastern Europe and Russia have accused Catholics, who were suppressed under communism, of using their newfound freedom to proselytize among their members. The Orthodox single out uniates, those churches that worship according to Orthodox ritual but who owe their allegiance to the Pope. Haris Konidaris says the uniates are the Trojan horse of the Catholic Church.
It's an issue of division, as I told you, an issue of division for which wholly responsible is the Holy See. And it is an issue of division because the Orthodox Church of Greece, and in general the Orthodox world, believes that proselytization as a practice should be condemned by the Vatican officially.
2 years of delicate diplomacy preceded tomorrow's papal visit, which is limited to one day. John Paul made other compromises. The venue for his mass was shifted from the 80,000-seat Olympic Stadium to a much smaller indoor arena. And after a wave of criticism, he dropped from his entourage a uniate cardinal. And there may be more obstacles ahead. A dispute has broken out over whether the pontiff will kiss the soil, as he always does when he arrives in a country for the first time. The Vatican insists he will, but a spokesman for the Roman Catholic Church in Greece says he won't. Greek analysts say a papal kiss could further deepen Greek opposition. The visit is also a dress rehearsal for another difficult trip. The Pope travels next month to Ukraine, and despite strong opposition from the Russian Orthodox Church, John Paul hopes that visit will pave the way to his long-cherished dream to travel to Moscow before he dies. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.